to Perth Live with Oliver Peterson on 882 6PR.
That rain that came on the weekend, so welcome. So welcome, of course, for the fireys fighting in the hills, the Wooraloo bushfire, which, of course, has destroyed over 80 properties. And then we had a couple of so-and-sos allegedly lighting blazes in the Margaret River region around Yalling Up and injured up on Saturday. I tell you what, we've got to throw the book at these people, because the maximum penalty for arson's life behind bars, and people who think it might be fun to go and threaten people's lives and homes, they don't deserve to walk around the community like the rest of us. They are scum of the earth. Darren Clem, the fire commissioner, spoke about the latest state of play in regards to the Perth Hills bushfire a little bit earlier this afternoon.
There's still 100 firefighters on the fire ground today. Clearly their priorities have changed following the significant rain that we've had over the last day or so. But really... The next 2-3 days is very much about making sure that everything's fully extinguished. A lot of standing trees have still got fire in them, and this rain won't necessarily deal with that. There's still a lot of burning logs on the ground, which firefighters will work through that over the coming days. But you know, clearly a much, much safer fire ground from a fire point of view than it was all the way from Monday last week through to Saturday.
So still a fair bit of work to do, according to Darren Clem. And I thought it was a good opportunity as well to acknowledge and bring in the president of the Bushfire Volunteers, because that call was answered right across the state. Dave Gossage, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, Dave. I'm going to guess you're still pretty tired and exhausted after the events of last week and over the weekend.
Look, I just want to congratulate all the local governments that came together with their bushfire brigades and supported the big effort from across WA. It's just a mammoth effort. And yes, a lot of exhausted volunteers across WA as we speak, and I got to agree with your sentiments. Having people lighting fires really gets up their gate, I can tell you.
Could you believe what you were hearing coming through on Saturday night, that Yalling Up and Injured Up were under threat?
Yeah, look, it just blew me away. Actually, the volleys down there actually rang me and gave me the heads up. And they said, "I just can't believe this. What's going on?" Yeah. And I said, "Well, you know, I got no control over idiots." So, it's just very disappointing and disheartening, given the guys from down that region have been up fighting fires all week up at Wooraloo. It's just very disheartening.
When those calls were made last week, Dave, to the volunteer brigades scattered across our state, you wouldn't have had to ask them twice to answer the call and come to Wooraloo.
Not at all. Certainly talking to the guys as far southeast as Esperance, I mean, they were all too happy to come and repay the services that the Metro and Outer Metro gave them during their time of crisis a couple of years ago. And it's very heartening to see that's the true community spirit coming together and them and the support of their local governments. And a lot of people don't realise, but now we're in that recovery phase. Yeah. The local governments will be driving that in supporting the volunteers and also the communities that have been devastated by this fire.
Yeah, the job's nowhere near done, is it, Dave?
No, mate, I'll be honest with you. There's going to be quite a few years' work, and having done the recovery for the Waroona Yarlett fires myself, it's just never-ending. And certainly the biggest challenge and the priority is all the volunteers for us. There's a number of bushfire volunteers that lost their houses in this fire. Yeah. So whilst they were out fighting the fire on other people's properties, the poor beggars lost their own property and got nothing to come home to other than their fire gear that they were in fighting the fire. So it's very devastating, and the impact of that across the volunteer community is quite immense. But I'm proud to say the Bushfire Volunteers Association have got a support scheme in place for their volunteers, as well as the state emergency fund for volunteers as well. So for the Bushfire Volunteers, we've got a couple of options there to support our volunteers that have been devastated by this fire.
Obviously still a very emotional time for many, still very sensitive, but you made reference there to the Yarloop fires, Dave. Is there anything you learned from the response to that and recovery that you can apply to what you've had to fight over the last week or so, and what can be done in the coming months and years?
Look, from experience, the best thing to do for people who are wanting to do something is to donate money to the Lord Mayor's appeal, because that will get directly to the local governments to support the families that have actually lost everything. And what was frustrating is, well, people don't realise they want to donate goods and stuff to people on that have lost everything. But what they've got to understand is, okay, you want to donate them a new bed, for instance. They don't have a house to put the bed into. Just simple logical things like that.
Yeah.
And you got to put yourself into the shoes of the people that have lost everything. They've only got the clothes on their back. If you were that person, what is it that you would need to support you to make the decisions to get back on your feet again? And the last thing you can deal with at this moment is actually having an influx of goods and stuff being dumped at your foot, at your feet.
Yeah.
And that causes actually more stress and trauma to those people. So it's best to, if you do know somebody, just listen to them and see what they want to do, not what you want to do for them, because that causes actually more grief and trauma to those sort of people. The other thing that we learned from the Waroona Yalu is the importance of having independent reviews to look at what occurred through the process. And it's not a witch hunt by any means. It's about reflecting and growing and learning from what has transpired. And basically, we haven't had any reviews of any of the major fires since Yalu Waroona. There was nothing for the Norseman ones, nothing for the Yanchep ones. And I think it's about time that we had a review. And talking to volunteers that have been ringing us all week, they're certainly keen to see an independent review, not a witch hunt, just an independent review to reflect on, have we learnt from the Yalu, Northcliffs, Norseman, Esperance fires, and what can we do to make things better, and what has or hasn't been done since Yalu, Waroona fires. So I think that there's an opportunity here to work collegiately together and have an independent review, because you can't review yourself. You need to be independent, and that was something that we raised at the federal inquiry into emergencies across Australia.
So a relationship still strained, Dave, or is it sometimes difficult to work career and volunteer firefighter side by side?
History has shown that on the fire ground, we work fine together. It's just the decision-making process where you've got career people instructing volunteers, and it's a very gentle line. We've come a long way over the last few decades and still learning, but unfortunately you can't have, and this has been proven time and time again globally, you can't have career people managing volunteers, because they treat the volunteers as if they are paid people, and that is already some comments that we are getting out from the fire ground already from this last fire. And, you know, that local knowledge, listening to local knowledge, is critical in the development into the future for us all working together in better. But I can assure you, being out on the fire ground personally, I don't see that. I see a bit of frustration because of the way people communicate, and so we've got to improve the way we communicate and actually respect and be prepared to work with volunteers, not instruct volunteers.
Yeah.
So that was something that came out of Ferguson, was about the cultural differences between the paid and the volunteer workforce.
Well, good to hear, Dave, that it has come some way, but certainly after all big incidents like this, an independent review, I think that call on your behalf as well to have closer scrutiny at what's occurred in regards to the management of the fire and that communication would certainly be something worth exploring and very beneficial in response to other bushfire fighting efforts going forward. Dave Gossage, appreciate your time, appreciate the work of all the bushfire volunteers, and we thank you so much for what you've done over the last week or so.
Not a problem at all, Ollie, and thank you for acknowledging them. It's great to hear that their services across WA have been recognised.
Absolutely they are. Dave Gossage there, the President of the Bushfire Volunteers in Western Australia, 92211 882 if you'd like to have your say.